Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India is moving ahead in every field from health to social security, reflecting a great picture of social justice. Says these successes instill confidence that coming times will be even better. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Prime Minister credits success of schemes like Swachh Bharat and Jal Jeevan Mission for India being declared trachoma-free by WHO. Mr. Modi says those who imposed emergency in the country not only murdered constitution but also intended to enslave judiciary. Three people killed in a stampede during Rath Yatra near Sri Gundicha temple in Odisha's Puri. Rescue operations underway in Uttarakhand's Uttarkashi district after cloudburst leaves 9 workers missing. Chardham Yatra suspended for 24 hours in view of heavy rain alert. Monsoon further advances into remaining parts of Rajasthan, western UP, Haryana and Delhi. And in US Open Badminton, Ayush Shetty and Tanvi Sharma enter singles final of US Open at Iowa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that from health to social security, the country is moving ahead with a feeling of saturation in every field, which is also a great picture of social justice. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani today, Mr. Modi, citing a report of International Labour Organization, said presently most of the populace in India is taking advantage of one social protection benefit or the other. Mr. Modi highlighted that these successes have instilled confidence that the coming times will be even better and India will become even stronger at every step.
International Labour Organization, ILO ki बड़ी अहम रिपोर्ट आई है. इस रिपोर्ट में कहा गया है कि भारत की 64% से ज्यादा आबादी को अब कोई न कोई सोशल प्रोटेक्शन बेनिफिट जरूर मिल रहा है. सामाजिक सुरक्षा ये दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी कवरेज में से एक है. आज देश के लगभग 95 करोड़ लोग किसी न किसी सोशल सिक्योरिटी योजना का लाभ पा रहे हैं. भारत में स्वास्थ्य से लेकर सामाजिक सुरक्षा तक हर क्षेत्र में देश सैचुरेशन की भावना से आगे बढ़ रहा है.
Prime Minister Modi also mentioned about the World Health Organization WHO declaring India trachoma free, saying Swachh Bharat Abhiyan has helped in eradicating the menace and Jal Jeevan Mission also contributed a lot to ending the disease.
अब भारत ट्रैकोमा मुक्त देश बन चुका है. ये उन लाखों लोगों की मेहनत का फल है जिन्होंने बिना थके बिना रुके इस बीमारी से लड़ाई लड़ी. ये सफलता हमारे हेल्थ वर्कर्स की है. स्वच्छ भारत अभियान से भी इसे मिटाने में बड़ी मदद मिली. जल जीवन मिशन का भी इस सफलता में बड़ा योगदान रहा.
Talking about the emergency, the Prime Minister said just a few days ago, the imposition of emergency on the country completed its 50 years and the countrymen observed the Samvidhan Hatya Divas. He said those who imposed the emergency not only murdered the constitution, but they also had the intention to keep the judiciary as their slave.
उस दौर में जो हजारों लोग गिरफ्तार किए गए, उन पर ऐसे ही अमानवीय अत्याचार हुए. लेकिन ये भारत की जनता का सामर्थ्य है कि वो झुकी नहीं, टूटी नहीं और लोकतंत्र के साथ कोई समझौता उसने स्वीकार नहीं किया. आखिरकार जनता जनार्दन की जीत हुई. आपातकाल हटा लिया गया और आपातकाल थोपने वाले हार गए. अटल जी ने भी तब अपने ही अंदाज में जो कुछ कहा था वो भी हमें जरूर सुनना चाहिए.
बहन और भाइयों, देश में जो कुछ हुआ उसे केवल चुनाव नहीं कह सकते. एक शांतिपूर्ण क्रांति हुई है. लोक शक्ति की लहर ने लोकतंत्र की हत्या करने वालों को इतिहास के कूड़ेदान में फेंक दिया है.
In his address, the Prime Minister also talked about women-led development, which is creating a new future for India, as women of the country today are lending a new direction, not only for themselves, but also for the entire society. Mr. Modi, while speaking about religious pilgrimages, mentioned the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra, the Amarnath Yatra, and the Jagannath Rath Yatra. He said from north to south, east to west, these yatras are a reflection of the spirit of Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat.
ये धार्मिक यात्राएं सेवा के अवसरों का एक महा अनुष्ठान भी होती है. जब कोई भी यात्रा होती है तो जितने लोग यात्रा पर जाते हैं उससे ज्यादा लोग तीर्थ यात्रियों की सेवा के काम में जुड़ते हैं. जगह जगह भंडारे और लंगर लगते हैं. लोग सड़कों के किनारे प्याव लगवाते हैं. सेवा भाव से ही मेडिकल कैंप और सुविधाओं की व्यवस्था की जाती है. कितने ही लोग अपने खर्च से तीर्थ यात्रियों के लिए धर्मशालाओं की और रहने की व्यवस्था करते हैं.
Speaking about World Environment Day, which was celebrated earlier this month, Mr. Modi mentioned about the launch of the Million Trees campaign by the Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation.
Gujarat ke Ahmedabad shahar mein Nagar Nigam ne Mission for Million Trees abhiyan shuru kiya hai. Lakshy hai lakhon ped lagana. Is abhiyan ki ek khas baat hai Sindoor Van. Yeh van Operation Sindoor ke veeron ko samarpit hai. Sindoor ke paudhe उन बहादुरों की याद में लगाए जा रहे हैं जिन्होंने देश के लिए सब कुछ समर्पित कर दिया. यहाँ एक और अभियान को नई गति दी जा रही है, एक पेड़ माँ के नाम. इस अभियान के तहत देश में करोड़ों पेड़ लगाए जा चुके हैं.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स राउंड द क्लॉक फॉलो अस ऑन आवर एक्स हैंडल @AIRNewsAlerts एंड फॉर डिटेल्स ऑफ स्टोरीज एंड मोर लॉग ऑन टू आवर वेबसाइट www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Minister of State for Civil Aviation Muralidhar Mohol has stated that the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, will investigate the recent Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad from all possible angles, including the possibility of sabotage. Speaking at a private news channel event in Pune, the minister, however, clarified that at this stage there is no indication of a terrorism angle. He also said the black box of Air India flight AI-171 has been recovered and it is currently with AAIB and will not be sent outside the country for analysis. The crash, which occurred last month, claimed the lives of 274 people, both on board and on the ground. A team of National Commission for Women led by Dr. Archana Mojumdar today visited the Law College in Kolkata in connection with the alleged gang rape case. Meanwhile, the Kolkata police have formed a special investigation team led by an Assistant Commissioner of Police to probe it. Police have arrested four persons, including a security guard in the case. In Odisha, at least three people were killed and over 80 others were injured in a stampede during the Rath Yatra near Sri Gundicha temple in Puri this morning. More from our correspondent.
Eyewitness said that several devotees sustained injuries when workers were unloading the sacred charmala logs from a truck near the Gundicha temple. The incident caused panic among the crowd, leading to a stampede. Law Minister Prithviraj Harichandan stated that government will conduct a full investigation. Director General of Police Y.B. Khurania, along with senior police officers, has arrived at the scene and is investigating the cause of the incident. Mr. Khurania said police are reviewing the ground arrangements and ensuring better crowd control for remaining days of Rath Yatra festivals. S.N. Patnaik, Akashvani News, Puri.
In Uttarakhand, rescue operations are underway in Uttarkashi districts after a cloudburst struck early this morning, leaving nine workers missing. Amid heavy rainfall across the state, the Chardham Yatra has been suspended for a day. Our correspondent has the details.
In Barkot, Tehsil of Uttarkashi district, rescue operations are ongoing after a cloudburst hit Salai area, leaving nine Nepalese origin workers missing. The district magistrate informed that the Gangotri and Yamunotri National Highway have been blocked due to rain-triggered disruptions.
Today, Yamunotri ko jaane wale मार्ग पे जो लैंडस्लाइड हुआ है उसमें खोज और बचाव का काम सुबह से चालू है. दो जगह पे रोड वॉश आउट हो गई है, सिलाई बैंड के पास और ओजरी बैंड. तो वो चूंकि उसमें पानी और अभी मलबा थोड़ा ज्यादा है तो थोड़ा पानी कम होने के बाद उसको रिस्टोर करने का प्रोसेस शुरू की जाएगी.
Amid continuous rainfall and the risk of landslides, the Chardham Yatra has been suspended for one day. Pilgrims have been advised to follow the official guidelines and avoid heading towards the shrines until the weather improves. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in several districts including Dehradun, Tehri, Pauri, Haridwar, Nainital, Champawat and Udham Singh Nagar for today and tomorrow. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
In Himachal Pradesh, monsoon rains continue to severely impact daily life. Forecast for heavy rainfall in the state has been issued till Thursday. We have a report.
In Himachal Pradesh, continuous heavy rainfall since last night has disrupted normal life across several districts. Due to the downpour, 34 people have lost their lives, over 74 have been injured, and 4 people are still reported missing. On the Kalka-Shimla Heritage Railway track, train services were disrupted in Solan due to fallen trees and debris. Efforts to clear the track are underway. Meanwhile, the state administration has appealed to the public to stay away from rivers, streams and hillside slopes and to immediately contact authorities in case of emergencies. The Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in the next 24 hours. Additionally, a flash flood alert has been issued for the next 24 hours in all 10 districts of the state except Lahol Spiti and Kinnaur. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Kerala, as heavy rains continue, the spillways of Mulla Periyar Dam in Idukki district have been raised. The district administration has issued an alert in Idukki as the Periyar is overflowing its banks. Steps have been completed to relocate over 3,000 people residing along its banks to safer places. Delhi is set to witness artificial rain for the first time, with cloud seeding operations scheduled between 4th and 11th of next month to combat air pollution. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa said the flight plan for the cloud seeding operation has been submitted by IIT Kanpur to the IMD in Pune for technical coordination. Southwest monsoon has further advanced into the remaining parts of Rajasthan, West Uttar Pradesh and Haryana and the entire Delhi today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, said monsoon has covered the entire country today, 9 days before the normal date. The weatherman said the low-pressure area over northwest Bay of Bengal and adjoining West Bengal and Bangladesh coasts persists over the same region today. The associated cyclonic circulation extends up to 7.6 kilometers above the mean sea level. It is likely to move slowly west-northwestwards across North Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal and Jharkhand during the next 2 days. U.S. President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill has passed the key Senate vote. The bill was passed with a narrow vote of 51 to 49. As the bill now heads for its next round of votes, the U.S. President has hailed the key Senate vote as a great victory for the Republican Party. The bill is part of President Trump's efforts towards tax cuts and spending and focuses on funds for the U.S. President's top immigration, border, tax cut and military priorities and policies. Russia has launched its biggest aerial attack against Ukraine overnight using hundreds of drones, crews and ballistic missiles, damaging homes and infrastructure. Ukrainian authorities confirmed the attack today, saying at least 6 people have been injured. The Ukrainian military said Russia had launched 477 drones and 60 missiles of various types at Ukraine overnight, out of which 211 drones and 38 missiles were destroyed. Moving on to sports, in badminton, India's rising shuttlers Ayush Shetty and Tanvi Sharma have entered the singles final of US Open at Iowa. In the men's singles, 20-year-old Ayush produced a stunning comeback to defeat top seed in world number 9 Chao Tien Chen of Taiwan 21-23, 21-15, 21-14 to secure his entry into his maiden final. Ayush will take on third-seeded Brian Young of Canada later tonight. In women's singles, the 16-year-old Tanvi from Punjab's Hoshiarpur defeated world number 40 Ukraine's Polina Barhova. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India is moving ahead in every field from health to social security, reflecting a great picture of social justice. Says these successes instill confidence that coming times will be even better. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Prime Minister credits success of schemes like Swachh Bharat and Jal Jeevan Mission for India being declared trachoma-free by WHO. Mr. Modi says those who imposed emergency in the country not only murdered constitution but also intended to enslave judiciary. 3 people killed in a stampede during Rath Yatra near Sri Gundicha Temple in Odisha's Puri. Rescue operations underway in Uttarakhand's Uttarkashi district after cloudburst leaves 9 workers missing. Chardham Yatra suspended for 24 hours in view of heavy rain alert. And in badminton, Ayush Shetty and Tanvi Sharma enter singles final of US Open at Iowa. And with that, we end the midday news.